Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone back to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry, home of the Seers Show. We're excited to be here in the studio today on this bright and wonderful Sunday. I'm your host, Sister Keisha, here on Send Forth Your Word, and I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Sister Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa. How are you today?
I am so blessed, Sister Keisha. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you. Today we are going to be talking, our friends and listeners, about a new topic. We have been discussing different things in regards to the prophetic gifts of the Spirit, and the Most High has put it on our heart to come into the studio to share with you, our friends and listeners, on this topic today, the seers and the prophets. If you are new to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry, we want to thank you for coming out today. We want to invite you to share your comments and questions in our chat room. We also, too, if you decide you want to come on live on the air and share your testimony or brief story, in regards to our topic, we'd like to let you come on if we have enough of time. And we also, too, want to encourage you, if you would like to be a guest on our show, that or you would like to book a session for our coaching, you can send your emails to our email at sendforthyourword@gmail.com. We're excited, like I said, to be back in the studio. We've been gone for some time, but we're back, everyone, here on Send Forth. We have an exciting show for you, and we're looking forward to any of your comments and questions that you may have in regards to our topic. Before we go into the show, we always tend to start our shows off with a moment of prayer. I'm going to invite our co-host to come in and pray for us before we go into the show.
Thank you. Dear precious Father, we are so grateful once again to be in your presence this day. We thank you for all the precious souls that are listening today, Father. We are grateful, Father, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you are going to do in the earth realm through the seers and the prophets, Father. We are excited that we have been awakened from our sleep, and we are excited to call our brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters who are prophets and seers, of course, and we are grateful that they are here today. And maybe they don't know who they are, but we're going to let them know who they are. And we demand by the heavens that they come out of their slumber. They must come out of their caves. They got to get up. You got to get up, brothers and sisters, and you got to wash your face and come and wipe your tears away from your eyes, because the Most High is about to do a work in this realm, and you must be prepared. Hallelujah. Yeah. Father, we ask you to protect everyone who is speaking, giving the word. We ask you to protect everyone who's listening, and we ask you to protect everyone who's going to be telling somebody else about this today, and protect their soul and their family too. We thank you that the last, this is the clarion call, brothers and sisters. We got to come on in. It's time to come in. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Your love endures forever.
Praise God. And thank you, sister, for that prayer. Soul anointing all the time. I want to just thank you guys for being a part of the Send Forth Your Word Facebook group too. I have a lot of people that have been shouting out to us on Facebook. We're excited that you guys are, you know, making contact with us still, and also too on Instagram. If you have Instagram, you can go to Send Forth on Instagram and ask that we add you or follow you, okay? And then also, too, again, like I said, you know, we are moving into a new level in a new realm. And me and my sister, Sister Vanessa, have been in this, in the trenches of, you know, the spiritual gift and prophetic gift that the Most High has shown us. And we're excited because, you know, we realize that through our youthful years that we had already been chosen, you know, but we didn't know how to receive the call per se. Okay. So we had, we can really give thanks to our parent, our mom, who was always a woman who loved God and loved the word of God. And so that's how she reared us, to love God's word and to seek the Lord for everything, you know, with all our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Would you say that too, Sister Vanessa? You have something you want to share with the listeners about our mom?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I miss our mom. I miss her sometimes. You know, I think about her.
Yes.
But I think about my mom sometimes when I'm cooking, because, you know, me and my sister, we both say she used to make the best pancakes. I swear, like, they were so good, you know. She hasn't told me. She says, well, I know how to make them, like, Mom. And I was like, you got to tell me, because I can't. I can't. But anyways, our mom was such a good cook, and she taught us how to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, she taught us how to be women.
God.
You know, she taught us how to love. And she taught us how to clean the house. I mean, and those things, some people might say, oh, well, you know, that's no big deal. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. To be taught how to be a wife, to be taught how to be a virtuous woman, and to fall in love. I mean, she made sure that we fell in love with our Creator, who is Yahweh.
Yes.
He is like our first love. And we just love him so much.
Is.
And we just
want
you to know that you are loved too. Don't let the devil tell you that nobody loves you. That's a lie. We love you here at Send Forth Your Word Ministries, okay? Don't let him trick you into trying to take your life or anything like that, okay? Because he's a liar, and he's the father of the lies. And so without our mom, you know, we were talking about this the other day, that we were grateful. Now, she wasn't perfect, but she was a good mother.
Yeah.
She was a good mother,
because
no one's perfect.
She was.
But she was
no
a good
perfect.
Mother, and she had her struggles, too. We want to let you know, those of you who are mothers out there, hey, look, if you're doing the best you can, the Most High, that's what he expects. He just expects you to do your best. Give it your all. And when you've done all that, what does the scripture tell us? Having done all we can, we just going to keep standing. And we're standing with you in spirit and truth. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And that's why me and my sister have partnered up so we can offer these coaching sessions, because a lot of people are hurting in this day and time. And these are the end times. So a lot of people are disheveled and really confused, and they do need spiritual coaching. You know, thank God, you know, praises be to the Lord that we had a mother who loved God. You know, there's a lot of people don't have that, sis, you know. And so, you know, we're just excited to be able to share our gifts with you guys. And so we do encourage you, if you feel like you have a need, or like you said, you're giving up, or you need someone to talk to reason with, you know, we're just as human as you are. But, you know, the Lord has equipped us to be able to talk to you about certain things. So we would encourage you to tap into our show page. You can always find our email, but I'll give it to you again towards the end of the show. And also, too, I'm going to put it in our chat room just in case you need to send a quick email so we can understand what your needs are. But as we get ready, we want to go into the show. We're here again, like I said. For those who are just tuning in, our topic for today is going to be on the seers and the prophets, okay? And so why we kind of wanted to move into that, like I said, that message, it was really the Holy Spirit led for me, it was, and my sister, because we have always had a propheticness when it comes to being able to see in the future or through dreams and interpretations. And we've gotten, you know, I want to go to ahead of us, but over the years of our life, we've all been able to address that our mom had that same gift, you know. And so we are now living still out some of the same prophetic words that she spoke, and it is coming to pass. You had said something a couple of weeks ago in regards to how, like, we're seeing what mom has spoke, you know, about. And it's happening in this day and time. And so it's important for what a seer is, when they are able to be gifted to be a seer, what they may say may not manifest right there in their time. It can manifest in the generations to come. But as we can see, time is really winding up for us now, right? So we want to be able to start using our gifts so we can speak into our own children and the generations to come. Because that's really what the Bible speaks about. A righteous, a good person, a good man, you know, is a person who is going to really, you know, want to bless not only their children's children, you know, their children, but their children's children, you know. And some gifts are not always monetary, you know. Some things we are holding on. Our parent, our mom has been deceased for over 10 years now, right? And we're still reaping some of the blessings from her own spiritual growth, her own spiritual understanding that she had, and then how she laid the foundation, and now we can lay it down to our own children and our own bloodline. So it's very important to understand that God gives us gifts for many reasons, you know. But when we go into what the seer and the difference of a seer and a prophet, it is very interesting to kind of see some telltale signs early on. And some of the signs that I start noticing for me, and I'm going to let my sister speak, is that I've always seemed like I've had a struggle, you know, even as a little girl, my sister can remember how many times I went through things personal, but things that became long-lasting at times in my life because it was certain curses that were in operation, and even my mom didn't know about it, you know. But as I began to grow up and start seeing the same patterns come, I start noticing something was wrong. And I believe that was kind of what God used, that information, that situation, so he could help me develop my relationship with him. Because one thing I know about being a seer or a prophet, A seer is a person who really has dreams and visions, you know, very clear, and they can get instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little more in-depth, okay, because the life of a seer and the life of a prophet is it's very consecrated. It's a very devoted relationship. It has to be dedication there unto the Lord,
mm-hmm.
because that's how you're going to rely and be able to see and be able to operate in your full gift, you know. And a lot of people have missed the mark. And before I let my sister speak, I want to say I've seen it in my lifetime, and I'm seeing it still, you know. Some people have really the gift of a seer or a prophet. However, we all know that we're in a different day and time where people are using their gifts for wickedness and not for righteousness,
right.
you know. And so
yes.
what the Most High put on our heart was that, you know, we needed to start telling people to come out, like my sister said, from your caves, from your dwelling places, from your secret rooms, and come together and start to form your community of seers and prophets. Seers and prophets are sometimes the most attacked people on the face of the earth, because
mm-hmm.
they're the ones that can really foretell the future from God's mouth to the people. And so what we want to do is encourage you as well. We want to get you involved, because we know that the longer you stay isolated, you can remain silent and your gift can lay dormant. You want to use your gifts, because God gave you those gifts for a reason. And when we use our gifts and our talents, the Bible says they will make room for us before all men. Some people are supposed to be set in heavenly places, high-ranked places, you know. And I believe even if we had been taught a little bit more effectively, we might wouldn't be in the stage of our world today, because we would have appointed seers, appointed prophets in places where they can speak to our leaders. Seers, they are people who are empowered to talk to the governmental leaders and different people in different politician positions in government
yeah.
states. They're almost like an ambassador sometime. And, you know, one of the things a prophet is someone that speaks. They're the mouthpiece of God. So they come and
mm-hmm.
enter in, and they can pronounce different things on a world, on a city. And sometimes God uses them to come and bring forth wrath by speaking it into existence. So our gifts
That's right.
are not to be laid dormant. They're not to be taken
mm-hmm.
lightly, friends. They're a gift from God. In whatever area that God wants to use your life, you should be willing to let him. So I wanted to let my sister talk in regards to some of the signs that you've seen of a seer and a prophet.
Okay, thank you. Yes, well, definitely my sister is right on the point with to know if you're a prophet or a seer, you're going to have dreams. I mean, I've been dreaming
yes.
since I was a little girl, you know, so that's the very
mm-hmm.
telltale sign. You're going to have dreams, okay, and you're going to have vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't too much like
mm-hmm.
the vision parts of it. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I guess if you can get used to it, you know what I'm saying, it really won't bother you no more, you know. Because if you have somebody
mm-hmm.
to explain to you what's going on with you, then you will understand, and then you won't be scared of it or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I just want to share a couple of visions, dreams that I had. And
okay.
at the time, I was still learning. And
mm-hmm.
I just was learning. And I believe that me and my sister, throughout our whole life to this very point in history, our life has been a training ground. And that's what you all need to realize, too. Your life is a training ground. You probably wanted some things in your life, and it didn't come past because the Most High had another plan for you. He has another plan for you. And so one dream that I had a dream one day. I was driving my car. And I came by this, it was like an oil refinery, it seemed like it was an oil refinery. So I went in, and I was in my car, and I drove into this oil refinery. But when I turned in, I seen this missile. I mean, it was so big, it was so huge and gigantic. Oh, it was so scary.
Wow.
It was very, very scary. And I was like, oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh. I was like, what? what is this, you know? It had a name on it. I'm not going to say it on the air because, you know, I don't want no problems with people. But it was so big and humongous. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, what is this? And so then I got back in my car, and I was driving off, and then I woke up. And I was like, thank goodness that was just a dream, you know. But later on, I found out what that was. I had dreamed that was about the beginning of the Afghan War. And also, it was Desert Storm. That war lasted some time. A lot of servicemen had gotten, you know, killed for trying to defend our country and things like that. So, you know, the scriptures do tell us, if you go to Amos 3:7, it says, Yahweh does nothing in the earth realm unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. And so sometimes he'll speak to us by dreams. He'll speak to us by visions, okay? And the second and last one was I was walking. I was just walking, and it was really, really, really dark. And so in the dream, then I and all of a sudden I seen these bodies just falling out the sky, you know? And it was dark, and I was, it was so scary, so scary. But in the dream, the Most High, he got, my son was in the dream, so he was in the dream, you know, I guess to help me through, right? So my son was like, Mom, it's going to be okay, you know? So we just kept walking in the dream, and then it seemed like it was starting to lighten up or whatever. And so then, you know, once again, boom, I woke up, and I was like, oh, thank God that was just a dream, right? So anyway, I was calling my friends, prophets, pastors, anybody I knew. I was calling them. I was like, do you know what this means? Do you know what this means? Nobody could help me. Nobody knew, right?
Wow.
So I was like, Dad, what does this mean? What does this mean? And so he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Like, sometimes you're going to have to realize that he's not going to say anything, not because he's ignoring you, but he's just silent sometimes towards us, okay? And so then one day, I hear this thing in New York City about these twin towers collapsing. And it came to me right then, and I was like, that's the dream, because that's what was happening in my dream. I was walking in the dark, and bodies were falling out the sky. And the same thing was happening. So he showed me 9/11, although I didn't know that's what it was. So he's gonna, he has to come to you. He must show his prophets and his seers, his servants first. Then, and that's another reason why people hate us. Not everybody. There are some people who love prophets. They love us and they respect us. But prophets have been ran out of the church. We have been ostracized from our families. People are stalking us now and following us and trying to take our lives. Why? Because the devil doesn't want us to speak upon the earth realm, because his time is almost over. That 6,000-year lease, he's about to get evicted. His eviction orders have come.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah,
praise
those are the two, couple of bunches. That's just two. That's not all of them, but I thought that that would be
I know
relevant.
It's not.
I don't think
that,
I know, and I'm not telling you that I'm special or, you know, I think I'm all that.
Oh, no, honey.
No, because the life
you don't have
of
to say
prophet,
that.
No, but I'm just saying,
you can,
some people might try to, the devil, but I just want to say this last thing. But the life of a prophet and a seer can be very traumatic sometimes. It can be very traumatic. But it is, one thing I want you to know, it is Yah who chooses you. We didn't choose this gift. It was in our bloodline, and it's been going on. Even our children, excuse me, me and my sister, my nieces and nephews, they all have this gift. So you're going to have to find
have
out
it.
Through your bloodline. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting me speak.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Well, I thank you for that, sis, because at the end of the day, she's right. because mainly, you know, I was getting ready to say a life of a prophet or a seer is very, very, very intense, and it's not an easy life. I'm going to be very honest, okay? You're going to have some times where you're going to be misunderstood, you know, but what you have to learn about being a seer or a prophet is that you're not here to settle or to make anyone feel always good, okay? And that's something that a lot of people don't have that ability right off the bat. I think really all of us kind of tend to want people to like us, you know, but God sets you apart for for a time, you know, that he wants to use you, and you're
That's
not
right.
going to look like everybody else anymore. You're not you're going to even get to a point where the Most High is going to really do a transformation of your whole being, you know, and it's because your willingness. Because once you start identifying your gifts and you start identifying how good the Lord our God is and how wonderful he is and how he saved you, and he didn't have to. You know, so many people are going to die because of the lack of knowledge, and the Bible says it, you know. They have no knowledge. They have nothing to really guide and lead them. And so that's why we always encourage those, you know, if you lack wisdom, ask God. It's his word. This is what he says, you know. You need knowledge. You need wisdom in order to navigate this life, you know. And as my sister had spoke already and stated, is that, you know, at some point, a life of a prophet, they're in danger, you know. I look back so many times in the Bible where, you know, David was on the run, Jeremiah, all kinds of prophets, Micaiah, you know, that's one of our favorite ones, you know, Elijah, he had to be on the run. You know, the life of a prophet and a seer, it's a very prophetic gift. It is a very, honestly, it is very a very nice gift to have, because at least you know you're connected to the Most High. But like she said, it can be very scary at times, because things that you're seeing, that they're not always going to be something that you want to see. Okay, so she's definitely on the nose when it comes to being appointed. You have to be appointed. I feel sorry when people are doing things unauthorized, we call it here, okay, on Sinforth. If you're unauthorized, you're doing things in the spiritual realm that, you know, God didn't authorize you, the consequences are harsh. They're going to be a harsh judgment for you, you know. But, you know, we've learned that, you know, like my sister said, we're not perfect, you know. And a lot of times people have inherited bad things and good things, you know, through their bloodline. You know, but that's why the Bible is clear, and it says, you know, you have to learn how to rightly divide the word of God for yourself, you know. And I think, like my sister was saying, you know, in the church, yes, it was the starting point, but it really is not going to hold you all the way through unless you have a relationship with God. And then he's going to want to use you, and he may have to elevate you or catapult you to a whole nother level. And so my understanding, when I, you know, was working in the church as much, you know, I was working around a lot of people. I was very influenceable, and people were influencing, you know, helping me with my gifts and my talents to a certain degree. But I can honestly say God had to grow me up and grow me away from people, because I couldn't be used by him, always wanting to be around or do this for the church. And the life of a prophet and a seer is almost like an isolated life, but it's, you get comfortable with it. You understand it.
Yeah.
You start learning how to move in that same rhythm with God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't want to be set apart. You know what I'm saying, sis? You know, they just so busy trying to be with everybody and go to every little thing. But when God starts taking shedding all that stuff off of you, I mean, your life becomes way more peaceful than you can even expect, you know, because he's going to reveal to you who needs to be in your life and who does not need to be in your life. And so we do encourage you to seek God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, because he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Whether you know it or not totally, or you're still questioning, you know, what is this gift? Why do I have these dreams? Why am I always being woken up? Some of these dreams are not only going to be manifesting in a, like my sister said, in a very healthy or fun way. Sometimes it can be demonic, you know what I'm saying? There could be evil spirits coming around you, but that's a sign that God is trying to show you that there's something in your bloodline, sister or brother, that you need to deal with. And if you don't deal with it, it's going to deal with you. So we had to learn the hard way. You know, it was things, you know, we can talk about, you know, how our life was as a child, but we had a lot of negative stuff in our bloodline too. And it took some time for us to be able to stay rooted in prayer for God to work it out on our behalf, you know, and for him to lift the curses off of our bloodline, you know. And some of the signs that I start noticing when I talk to people, because sometimes, you know, we're counseling people, we're talking to people, and they're sharing these personal things with us, you know. And some of the common things that I start noticing when it comes to seers and prophets, that a lot of these people had issues within the bloodline through sexual incest, you know, rape. Yes. They were always being abused at some point.
Right.
And the sad thing is that, like me and my sister said, you know, the enemy always wants to silence you. He doesn't care if you're a baby. He doesn't care if you're a teenager. If he can create a traumatic situation in your life that will silence you, he's pretty much got you out of his way, you know? And so that was some of the things that we started noticing as we were breaking off curses and praying and asking the Most High to remove these things off of our bloodline. And we were seeing some ugly stuff, you know? And we had to cry out. We were very, very diligent at going before the Lord. We pretty much had to lay out before him so he can start taking a lot of things from us. Because even though we didn't put it there, but it doesn't mean it wasn't going to be there, because it was already in the bloodline. And if you know anything about bloodline, whether it's a curse or a gift, it tends to keep going throughout the bloodline. It follows.
Right.
And so you have to be able, as a seer and a prophet, to be able to see the patterns that are keep happening in your bloodline, in your home, in your family, your children, because that's the area really God calls a seer and a prophet too, is to protect their own house, their own home too.
Right.
You know, you're not out there just really, really praying and for everyone else, but you need to be, everything need to be well with you too. You know what I'm saying? So you can be used before the nations and before the people. So as I was saying, you know, the Most High showed me too was that we have to be able to identify not only our gifts, but understand that when you are a seer or a prophet, you really need it to be girded in righteousness. You need to devote it prayer life, and it would be good if you could have some intercessors to pray for you, because you need to be covered at all times. Depending, you don't have time to be playing around, sisters and brothers.
Mm-mm.
You are going to have to be covered with his whole armor at all times, because the moment you start walking in that prophetic gift, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be having the kingdom of darkness is going to come at you in ways that you've never seen, you know, and you're going to be really, you're going to be worried. Can you make it through some of those trials, right? You know, because
you're going to need somebody to pray with. Yes.
Because there you go. Go ahead.
No, I'll just interjecting, you know, you're going to need somebody to pray with or pray for you. I mean, me and my sister have had some life-threatening instances where she's had to call me and my husband, and I've had to call her. I remember one morning early, they was trying to take me out, and she prayed me all the way through the freeway. So this is very, very serious. You're going to answer the call? Make sure you do it for real, because it's not, we could see we weren't taught. Me and my sister, we were kind of thrown into a boot camp the last past, what, about 4 or 5 years now? And we just had to sit at the feet at the Holy Spirit.
And the feet of Christ, we did.
and we had to finish being cleansed. You know, it's not that we weren't living a consecrated life, but you got to be, when you enter the holiest of holies, you got to be right. You got to be right. And that's how it was in the Bible. When the priest entered the holies of holies, they couldn't have nothing in their life going on, no drama, gossiping, all that kind of stuff, you know. And they actually tied a rope around him in case something goes wrong so they could pull the body out. So, I mean, Dad is a little bit more lenient on us today.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Because of, you know, Yeshua. But, it's really very, very serious. And it's going to get, because this is the one thing, and I'm going to hand it over to you, sis. This is the one thing that we all need to remember. Do you really believe that Semyeza is going to just leave quietly?
Uh-uh. That's right.
He's
you always say that, but that is so true.
Have you heard the news? People murdering the babies, slashing throats. People are being kidnapped, disappearing. You don't see the wrath yet? It's here, brothers and sisters. It's here. And when Semyeva finds out he really has to go, oh, my goodness. You better know who you are. You better know what to do. You better know that you can hear from Abba. Because obedience is what's going to get you to a safe place.
That's
and
right.
Nothing else.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That is so, oh, honey, you spoke a word there, honey, because that is true. And, you know,
hallelujah.
All of these.
The spirit just fell on me. It just came through. That's how it happens, right?
Honey, that was a word, okay? That was really a word, and it was a word for us all today, you know, because a lot of times we're getting a word and we're confused, okay? But see, when a seer and a prophet speaks, that word's going to come to pass, y'all. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And
enough,
it's already manifesting. And really, it's like she said, if you're living a devoted and consecrated life, you're going to be able to be used by the Most High in some of the ways you would not ever imagine. And I can honestly say, you know, yes, we know that the struggle is real, but I always like to keep the focus on the Father, because that's where any child of God should have their focus on Him. You know, it gets really ugly. It gets really nasty at times, you know, because at the end of the day, we're dealing with spiritual beings, okay, and we're dealing with an organized system that is spiritually hidden from us in this natural realm, okay? So if you're going to, you know, and the Most High put this on my heart this morning, he said, let them know they're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against rulers of darkness, those who sit in high places, wickedness. And that is where we're at, you know. It's more to it, but you know that is really where we're at. We can't see this battle. We can only discern the battle, okay? And then the Bible says the battle is not ours. It's of the Lord's, okay? So we have to get in line so we can win the battle with him. It works in harmony and rhythm with him. It's almost like people who learn how to swim for the first time. They have to have a certain amount of rhythm. Even birds, they flow comfortably. Their wings flow, and it's a rhythm. You know, and so that's what the Most High had put on my heart. They need to recognize that this is a spiritual battle. You can't get no medicine for this. When those attacks hit, people going to give you medicine. They're going to give you something to just sedate you, okay? But that ain't going to help you, because when you're sedated, you're not on your game. You're going to have be able to learn how to discern. Even sometimes you're not going to get no sleep. I hate to tell you. Mm-mm. You're going to have to get up in the middle of the night. You're going to have to get up several times in the middle of the night sometimes. Several times in your day, you're going to have to pull over and pray. Because whatever's going up in the realm of the spirit against you, you are called to that court to respond on your behalf, okay? You can't let nobody else respond to you. See, that's where we was losing the battle. If anybody can, you know, they can read it for themselves, you know. The enemy had everything locked down, okay? He had everything locked down. He had our brains, our minds, all of that. He had us so distracted to the point where we didn't even really know it was a spiritual realm. We thought it was just a father, a son, and all you know, and it seems simple because that's how we were taught in the church. That's how they were teaching us that in the church. But see, as we begin to sup with the Father, lay at his feet, begin to cry and pour out our hearts and repent, that's when he starts saying, now you're ready for the battle.
Now I can talk to you.
I can talk to you. Now we can discuss some things, you know. And so that's where I'm so grateful for being able to have my sister, because my sister, she has a lot of knowledge about spiritual things. She knows a lot because she kind of was girded in a deliverance church. And, you know, that's something we don't see a lot of churches that have that deliverance tactic, you know. And even though they have some things that she can only, you know, respond to, but she was able to see things that other churches don't really give their parishioners, their members, a chance to see in the realm of the spirit. But God was able to use her to share that information with me, sis. And I just appreciate you, and I'm just going to give you your roses now and tell you thank you, because she sent me warfare books. She sent me prophet books. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to read it. And then I would get to read, and then the enemy would stop me, and then I'll go on life's merry way, and then I got to go back to it, okay? So the thing is that another thing God told me to tell you, friends, is you got to be able to read. You got to be able to study. Sometimes you're going to be studying the Word of God, but you're going to have to start really studying the area that you're being attacked. Spiritual, if you're going through spiritual warfare, you need to start really reading up on spiritual warfare, because that's how your eyes are going to start be open. Like, you're going to be able to see a whole new realm. I'm telling you. You're going to be like, wow. Yeah. Because it's a good thing to have others who have been through it. And when they start describing some of their experiences and some of their falls in life, it's going to resonate with your spirit, I'm telling you, and it's going to help you be able to identify. So, I mean, we're here to share some of the things that we believe, how a seer and a prophet life is, but there's people who have had more in-depth experience. You know, you might be suffering different kind of attacks right now, or have in the past, and every now and then it comes up. There's people who know how to really break down dreams, visions, and interpretations, and you know, and I think that's just an awesome gift. And so that leads me back into my next story, which I'm going to let my sister talk after I bring him up. It's our good brother in the faith, Joseph, the dreamer and the seer.
Yes.
Okay, right? You know, Joseph was this story is heartfelt for me, because I literally felt like an outcast as a kid, you know what I'm saying? And so I had times where I had closeness, but I felt like it was something always dragging. And what the Holy Spirit put in my heart, sis, is that he talked about, you know, Joseph was, he was a dreamer and he was a seer, but he was also chosen. And so my sister had touched on that earlier, and I'm going to let her talk about that now.
Okay.
So you remember that Joseph was, he had 11 brothers, right?
Right.
The son of Jacob. So go ahead.
Right, yeah, okay. The one thing that I admired, or I saw a part of my life in Joseph, you know, when I was in the church, was that the dreams, you know, that part of it resonated with me. But what I felt like, he had like an innocence to him, to me, and I feel like most people who are prophets and true prophets and seers, we all have like an innocence about us. We walk in love. Like, the scriptures tell us, like, we are being, like, sometimes God allows us to be hurt so we can realize these people around us mean us no good, even sometimes if they're family members. But that's another message, because some of our family members, they was never our family members, okay? But that's a deeper subject. But getting back to this one is like when he was out there, when his father made the coat for him, and it was a coat of many, many colors, and he was just running around playing, you know, just having fun. But his brothers, they was looking at Joseph, oh, look at him. He's wearing that coat. He thinks he's this. He thinks he's that. But that is the same thing that happens to us, brothers and sisters, as prophets. We're just wearing the coat. That's the anointing.
That's it.
We're just comfortable
with
it. We don't think we're all this. We don't think
we're
all that. We can wear the anointing and talk to a king or a queen or a president. We can talk to somebody on the street. I meet people all the time. I don't look down on them because they're poor. I don't look down on them because they may not be the same as me or whatever. But we can be comfortable with that anointing. Now, some people, they get the big head, and then they start thinking that it's them, just like Sunyeda. Oh, well, that looks like it's me they're praising. See, that's what happened to him. But that's the one thing that's not the only thing, but that's the one thing that I've seen about the story that I feel that we go through, and a lot of people, they see that innocence in you and in me, okay? And you know, I remember people used to tell me, "Oh, well, they would say that I was, you know how people will tell you, because I didn't know, and they said, the enemy's trying to take it away from me." But it has something to do, like, when you don't know, when you've been beguiled or
naive,
taken advantage
like you were
of.
A little naive.
Thank you, sister. So somebody mentioned to me one time, "You're naive, you know, you should have known better." And I said, "Well, wait a minute. I really just didn't know. Okay, why do I need to be ashamed of that? Why do I need to be trying to prove myself to somebody because I didn't know?" That's exactly how the enemy's been doing it. He's been keeping us not knowing, and that's how he's been
not
keeping
knowing.
Us from our gifts and from our assignment.
That's right.
But now, do you understand how dangerous this is now? Because Semyeza now is realizing that he's about to be shut down, brothers and sisters. And his people, who is on this earth realm, they know they're about to be shut down too, because their father is going to be shut down. And let me tell you this one last thing. There is a prophecy in the book of Revelations that says that, let me say what King David said first. King David said, "It is written in the volume of the book of me." So we got books written about us, brothers and sisters, okay?
That's
the good
right.
things and the bad things. But guess what? The bad things, Dad says, "Well, guess what? I don't really forget that you did something, but I choose not to bring it up again." When he says, "I throw
Praise
it into the sea of forgiveness, and I remember it no more." No, it's not that he doesn't remember. He just chooses not to bring it up. And so let me tell you something here. The devil doesn't want you to know that you've been set free, that you've been healed, and you are delivered. And when he, when Enoch went way back, this is in the Apocrypha, when Enoch, they asking him to pray for them, okay? And so they go, he goes and prays, and the Most High says, "Oh, no, you have defiled yourself." See, angels of the earth, not messenger angels here on earth. I'm talking about angels in the realm where Abba is. He defiled himself, okay? And he was never supposed to do that. And so now he knows he's been lying to people for thousands of years, talking about he was treated badly and this and that and that and this. But guess what, brothers and sisters? Some people that's walking around here today, they was never written in the book. They are not going to – they never was in the book of life. You know why? Because the Most High never authorized them to be here. So that's why we got to be careful who we marry, who we're hanging out with, who is our mother, father, brothers, and sisters. Some people, you just going to have to let them go so you can break free of the chains that they got you in. Praises to his name. His love will go forever.
Praise God. I want to go back to, since you touched on a couple of things that I had here in regards to Joseph. And so, you know, we talked about Joseph being a seer, the dreamer, but he was chosen. But he was chosen out of all his brothers, you know. And the reason why, like my sister was saying, you know, it takes me back because yesterday I was listening to a message. And the lady was talking in reference to Esau and Jacob and how, you know, we all know the story. Those who have followed through is that they understand that Jacob was the one that received the inheritance over his brother Esau, right? And so it was all done through deception. But one of the good points she made, and I would say this does go towards the seer, she made a very clear statement when it came to why the Most High allowed it for Jacob to have the blessing. Because one thing, like she just said, my sister said, the Most High knows who will serve him. And what the lady was saying is that with Esau, he never tried to serve God, you know. See, one thing about the Most High that we do know is that when you want to serve him in spirit and in truth, God will turn things around for you. And so even though Jacob had did deception, and there was penalties for it, okay, because like she broke it down, you know, when he had fled because his brother had said he was going to kill him once the father had passed on. However, he fled and had to be somewhere in another place for 20 years away from his family.
Yeah.
And his mother was not even able to really have a relationship with him, even though she didn't know that she her that act of deception was going to actually depart their relationship. You know, it wasn't going to benefit them. But the Most High knew that Jacob was the man for the job, you know. And so the thing is about Joseph, I noticed that another sign of a seer, they're always going to be around people who are going to be jealous of them. It doesn't take a lot for a seer or a prophet for people to walk. They can walk in the room with just barely just the basics, but somebody will always be jealous of them. If you feel that you always felt that feeling of you can go into a store, you can go here, and, you know, you're just coming in your own way, and all of a sudden you're getting eyes on you, shifting and rolling, and there's jealousy, you know. It's kind of really, it is. It's really a telltale sign that you're chosen. And I want you to remember that, because some of you guys out there, I really believe that you're feeling like you're less than, because people have made you feel, and it's really the enemy, like my sister said. He's the one that's trying to keep you silent. He's the one trying to keep you isolated so you don't let those gifts come out, because he knows once you speak, then his behind has to move. See, that's the thing that the church didn't share with a lot of us, is that our voice is this power in the earth, you know? When we speak, things have to obey us. We're not supposed to be only obeying them, because some things we may have to reckon to. But that at the end of the day, our words are powerful. And so if the enemy can keep you silent, he can keep that punishment off his behind. And so the thing is that Joseph, my friends, he was almost killed by his own family members, his own brothers.
Yep.
And, you know, God had saved his life, but you know why? Because it was the spirit of disobedience. You know, they was jealous of him because they didn't realize that they had a gift too, a part in it too. When he told them the dream, if someone was there to interpret it, then that's how a gift works. It doesn't only, it's not only for the person that gives the gift. It's supposed to bless everybody around it. And so in the end, it proved just how his gift was supposed to manifest. It was supposed to save their lives, because God seen one day there would be a famine that little Joseph and his father and mother and his siblings were not aware of. But God seen it, because it was future. So here again, we have a case study, you know, a scripture showing that when a seer speaks, it's not always for the future. I mean, for the current present state, it can be something futuristic, you know, something far in the future. But when it comes to pass, then, and you see the works of the Most High in it, it's just a beautiful thing to see him manifest it from his end. Mm-hmm. You know, again, like I said, we have to be careful, because even though a seer can be looked at as a God thing, but we know that there is seers that are using it towards sorcery, okay?
Right.
So we have to be careful with the way we perceive this gift, because it's a very authentic and it's a very it's a very strong and powerful gift, but at the same time, you can be misinterpreted. And so sometimes we don't just go around saying, hey, you know what, I'm a seer. What are you? You know what I'm saying? Because I might say, oh, okay, you're a seer? Okay, what do you see? Because a lot of times people have used these same gifts that the Most High has given them for not for evil and not for good. So I just want you to know that if you have the gift of a seer, you definitely want to ask the Most High to share with you and to begin to teach you how to operate within that gift. You know, if you also feel like, you know, you're a little confused with your gift, you need people to pray with you, I tell you to get a group of people, get with people who are really gifted in this area. because you're going to need to be groomed a little bit. You know, like my sister said earlier, you know, we came in and we had to go like on hard, like it was like a hard training course, right? You know, the Most High called us out of the church, literally, and made us have to start all over again. We had to go through the process of reading and researching, and before we knew it, God started allowing the gifts to start flowing again in our life because they were kind of like staggered. They were there because people were still pulling on us, you know? And so that moves me over to the next part of the seer and the prophet gift. The seer I'm going to talk about a little bit right now is because the seer is someone that sees things. So it causes other people to gravitate to you. And so they just keep pulling and pulling things out of you because it's almost like a gift. Like that's why it's used for people that like to do fortune telling and psychic work because people always want to know what's going to happen in the future. But the Bible says that whatever we need to know, if we want to know something, he didn't say go to a psychic. He said come to me, you know, come to me and I will tell you those things that I have planned for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And I mean, I'm so thankful that he made it clear. I don't need you to go nowhere else because the moment you go somewhere else, they can speak a lie into your future.
That's
so your destiny
is
something that we have to stay on track with the Most High because our destiny is just a precious thing that God created for each man or each woman to fulfill their destiny in this earthly realm. And the moment someone can enter in and shift everything, man, everything can shut down for you. Your blessings, your life, everything, you know. And so sometimes we're at this place in our life spiritually where we need an uplift. We need to actually be rebooted again, you know. We need to be able to get those things out of our lives that were stagnant, that were only sent for the evil. It wasn't sent for our good. It was sent for the evil. And so me and my sister, you know, we are planning to come back to a little later on a couple other series, and we'll be bringing other topics and sharing other experiences that we did suffer in the process of these gifts. But today we're going to get back on track with the prophet, the person who is a prophet. I want to talk about the prophet now. A prophet is a person who must be appointed. I'm telling you, when I hear people say if they're a prophet and I don't feel that they're appointed after looking at their fruit, because the Bible says what? We're supposed to what? Test the fruit. We're supposed to see. We're supposed to be watching as well as praying. We're not supposed to just be going around just deceiving people just because they have a titleship on the back of them. But, you know, they should be appointed. That's what the Most High told me. He said, you know, any person that's working under his gifts are usually chosen by him. You know, they're not people who he just don't choose. Now, I have stories, I'll probably bring them up later, that, you know, some people God hated that he even chose, he allowed them, right? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he still allowed it, you know? He still said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go on and let that person be a king for this time, you know? But that doesn't mean that God didn't know that they were going to act up and they weren't going to do right by him. Praise God. So, he did show me, you know, that one of the things, usually when it comes to a prophet, they're usually positioned to rule over or to prophesy over nations and kingdoms, okay? So prophets really are very authentic. That's an authentic authority that God has given them through the earth. And sometimes they're not looked upon as just people that you should be messing with, and I'm going to move towards that next, okay? But I want to break down, it says, prophets, they have been given authority, and this is how it looks like it was broken down, the kind of authority. Number one, to uproot, okay? So a prophet is, their authority is to uproot, and what that means is to pull something out of the ground or place. Okay, so a prophet can come and they can pull something up, you know, they can expose something, you know. God, you know, they don't have the right to say, God, you know what, I don't want to expose that. You know, he might, God might see that that was a bad fruit or bad seed that was planted somewhere. He may call a prophet to go and check that person who did it, you know, whether it was a king or whoever. And we witnessed it a lot in the Bible, too. And then they are also people who can tear down stuff, too, you know. They can cause things in some cases to be exposed, and a judgment or a punishment is thrown at them because of the way they went about dealing with things, you know. And it kind of takes me back to Samuel when he seen that Saul had screwed up, you know, and he didn't do what God told him to do. You know, God didn't tell Samuel, hey, just go tell him, hey, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to bless him no more for 10 years. No, he said, you're fired, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said. Okay.
Yeah.
So God will fire. He will take you down. He will cause the severity of a wrath to come down on a person, because when he puts you in leadership, in places that he has chosen you to be, you're supposed to be getting all your orders from him, not from someone else, you know. And so that's very important to recognize that these are some of the reasons why I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be messing with prophets, okay? Okay. And then also, too, you know, a prophet can destroy. You know, they can bring an attack and a dangerous attack on a place, because God can call them to come somewhere. And my sister even had went through something like this, because we know she has that prophetic gift for a prophet, you know, praise God. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've seen it happen, too. God will, something will happen, and God will make me speak something out. And before you know it, it's starting to happen where
that
place is at. Sometimes God calls prophets to come and speak because they carry the mouthpiece of God. Child of God, you know, so you definitely want to pay attention to where is it that God is using you, because a seer, the one thing about a seer is a prophet, but a seer sees things, and then they can also be act in a position as a prophet. But normally a prophet is not always a seer. If God called them to be a prophet off the bat, most of the time there's truly a prophet, and you have to study these things because that's how we learn. We learn. So, and then another thing that I realized that God pointed out, that a prophet is someone who overgrows. They can remove wickedness and expose powers of darkness, because they really are not people that will hold back. You know, they kind of have a bold nature. And sometimes they don't always display it right off the bat, but when God start operating in them, they just come bold with stuff, and you be like, woo, you know, because I've seen a couple of people throughout my life.
Ooh, I didn't know she was that would
you be like, wait a minute, I didn't even know you had all that in you, young lady. So there is times where the Most High will literally use a prophet in a way that, you know, you don't want to get in the way with them, you know. And so, you know, the Most High was showing me, too, is that's why he says, you know, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm, according to Psalms 109:15. And, you know, we always kind of say it differently, you know, but when he says anointed ones, he said, put that down there, okay? Because not everybody is, the prophets are anointed, we know, but God has some true anointed people out here, you know?
That's
a lot of people have not been recognized for who they are because they're so busy serving someone else that claim they're the head lead cadoodle, you know, prophet, you know what I'm saying? And they're getting all their information from the true prophet, because some people are using God's people, taking advantage of their gifts. They got them right up under them, you know, just so they can hear from God, so they can use the word, because they know they're already in trouble with God. So they know God ain't talking to them no more. So they're using the true man or woman of God, the person who God really wants to put him in the front place. But you know what? He got to remove him first. You know, it takes time. You know, some of these kings, they like they was after, you know, Saul couldn't stand, you know, David, you know what I'm saying, because he seen how favored God was. But, you know, when you look back at how God chose David as a young boy, you know? So it's not really that we got to wait. We have to be able to see where God did choose us to do things, but we just wasn't in right standing with him, praise God. So God will take us back, you know, and show us when we begin to start walking upright with him and repenting of our sins and letting things go that he's been telling us to let go for years. Some of us, we're still in same situations, relationships, doing things that God then told you to dismiss that stuff, you know? You know, and then you're wondering why your life is staggered, why you can't seem to get ahead, you know, because that wasn't God's will. It's something wrong, you know. And so sometimes the seer and the prophet will come up and they just speak to you. That's what our coaching session is about, you know. We can see things when people are talking to us, where the problem, where the curse, where the impairment has been placed on that person's life, where they're no longer able to operate, or they have not ever been, in some cases, to operate in their true gifts, you know? Because says, love all things. I want you to prosper. I want you to be in good health as well your soul. So prosper. God has always wanted his people to prosper, child of God. And so for that being said, you know, there is no time for us to keep setting in the wayside, you know, sitting over there, waiting to see what's going to happen. No, we have the gifts in us, okay? And if we're operating those gifts, those gifts will make room for us. Praise God. Sis, you want to get in there?
Praise God. Pardon me?
You want to go on and say something?
Okay. I just wanted to also say that one thing about being a prophet and a seer, or a prophet or a seer, or you can have multitask gifts, because I'm telling you, you're going to have to kind of figure out which position you're going to be in that time, like, because I've ran into people in different places, and the Most High brought them in my presence, and so I discerned through the Holy Spirit that I needed to give them a word. And then there's sometimes, you know, like lately I've been really judging people. You know, I'm ordained to be a judge in the earth. No, I didn't go to college or anything like that. I was taught to be a judge. Yes, as a prophet, you also can.
Praise God.
And some of you are going to be judges. I mean, you are. You just don't know it yet, because he's going to reveal
it. You don't know
it. Because all of the things that we're talking about today, the Most High sent people to me. He sent other prophets and other apostles, and they came to me and they said, "You're a judge, you're a prophet, you're this, you're that." And I'm like, "What? You know, what is that?" You know. And at the time, I didn't really know a lot about this stuff here. But I said, I accepted the call. You know what I'm saying? I accepted
That's
it.
That's right.
You know,
Amen.
And so, people will, are coming up to me and doing all kind of evil things to me. And, you know, the Most High gave me the okay about 3 years ago. I moved to another state. And he says, okay, you know what? He says, whatever you say, be careful what you say, because if you say it, I'm gonna do it. So I said, okay.
Yep.
So people come to me doing all kind of ugly stuff some days. Now, some days, you know, I let a lot of stuff slide. I let a lot slide. But some people just don't want to let it go. So I'll say whatever. I was like, you've been judged. You're going to have to deal with the Most High now. I can pronounce pretty much whatever I want according to the scripture. Okay, and we do have a story. You think it's not true? We do have a story of Elijah. You know, these children. What he had done was he actually delivered these people. Okay, and so their children had came out calling him bald headed, making fun of him, and so he pronounced judgment on those children, and two she bears came out and ate them up, tore them up. You know, and some people might say, "Oh, that's so cruel." But wait a minute. This man has been through hell. When you live the life of a true prophet, a true seer, a true anointed one, your your life is going to be blessed. True enough, the Most High is going to always make a way for you. Just like yesterday, we needed tires for our car. We didn't have the money, but the Most High blessed us to get it on credit. You know what I'm saying?
Praise God.
And so we were still able to get 4 new tires on our car. You know, that
Praise
was
God.
The favor. Sometimes money can't do it, but favor gets you in the door, brothers and sisters. And
the
so,
favor.
But anyways, yeah.
And so this man had been through all of this for these people. He praying and delivered these people from getting destroyed. And then here come their children talking disrespectful. So their children got tore up. So, no, you have to be very not you, but people, and yes, us too. We got to be careful too
all
how we talk to our brothers
praise
and sisters.
God.
We got to be careful. Mm-hmm. We don't know when we're talking to a prophet. You don't know. And see,
that's
the problem
right.
here with these people where I'm at. See, they don't know who I am. See, I was sitting
yeah.
here undercover to judge them. And they've
mm-hmm.
been found
mm-hmm.
wanting and weighing in the balance. So it's not looking good
mm-hmm.
for them at all. But I have
oh, wow.
prayed, and that's the Creator. Father,
hallelujah.
This person did this for me. Bless them. And if you can, get them out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I already know the end result
mm-hmm.
of where I'm at. He's already shown me. He's already shown my sister. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
mm-hmm.
the last one to leave because it was two
mm-hmm.
other others were here. But we were all,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the Father comes in threes. You know that? He comes in threes.
Mm-hmm.
So he
mm-hmm.
has witnesses. See, he will have one. He doesn't just want one witness. He's got two. Then he's got another one. She left. So we all can
mm-hmm.
verify that this is Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? And
mm-hmm.
they are not sorrowful. I've looked for 10 in the city. I have not found
mm-hmm.
them. And so I will
mm-hmm.
pray for individual people who have shown kindness to me, and I'll ask the Most High to bless them and whatnot, and that's
mm-hmm.
all I can really do.
Praise
you know,
God.
Because why
mm-hmm.
did he – now, listen, let me just tell
mm-hmm.
you this, and my sister can have the mic back. I was,
okay.
and I am – a housewife. I was in
mm-hmm.
my house taking care of my
mm-hmm.
home. I was taking care
mm-hmm.
of my husband. I was taking care
mm-hmm.
of my children. I was a
mm-hmm.
parent in the PTA and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
the Most High came knocking on my door. I need you to do
right.
this. And I was
yeah.
like, no, I'm busy doing this. I'm thinking everything is going to be okay now. I don't have to go through this hell no more, right? No, brothers and sisters. No, you can be somewhere doing, that's who he wants. He wants somebody
yeah.
who's faithful, that's watching over their
mm-hmm.
household. My sister, the same thing. She was taking care
mm-hmm.
of her household. And some people, choose me. He was like, no, I don't want you. I want this one. I was
mm-hmm.
like, this one,
mm-hmm.
this one you want. See, that's the one. See,
mm-hmm.
so don't
mm-hmm.
think because you, excuse me, you may not have, whatever, you know, riches or whatever. But our riches is in the Most High. He has everything
mm-hmm.
we need, everything we desire. And he put those desires
praise
inside
God.
Of you, brothers and sisters. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to know, my sister told me this many years ago, that he is the one who is going to provide for us in this end time. He's not going to give
mm-hmm.
us everything we want, but he's definitely
mm-hmm.
going to give us everything that we need. And that statement she made over, I think, 15, 20 years ago now, it
mm-hmm.
is happening today. She prophesied that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking to. That's what we're trying to get
mm-hmm.
you to see. You can prophesy something 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but when it is the breath of Yah, that Holy Spirit is breathing that life into that person, it
praise
shall
God.
And will come
woo.
To pass. So praise to his name. He's looking for a lot of good men and women that
a
will
lot of good
love him with all their heart, soul, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. I have been so close. These people have been trying to kill me. They were trying to kill me in California through this witchcraft and sorcery. And we're going to get into some of those topics later on in the future. But let me tell you something.
Yes.
Some of you have been attacked, but you don't know that's what it is. See, the enemy
mm-hmm.
makes it look like it's something else, but that's
mm-hmm.
what it is the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me in here to show me firsthand how they've been doing this to people. And now
mm-hmm.
that they know that I know, my life has been in danger every day since. But Dad has not allowed them to take my life. So
yes.
it's going to be dangerous. You're going to be in the trenches. But I don't know not one prophet in the scriptures that he didn't save, that he didn't deliver, and that he didn't set free.
Mm-hmm.
His word
hallelujah.
Is true to itself. And I'm telling you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
My take on this, people need to try to be our friend. See, when I used to
yeah.
run into prophets, I used to take them to lunch. I used to give them a love offering. I was trying to be their
oh,
friend,
hallelujah.
Not their enemy. Okay? Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
You better try to be their friend, honey.
Yeah. I want to thank you for that, because, you know, the Bible does warn us not, you know, to touch the prophets, to do them no harm. And the servants, let's not leave out the servants, because everybody have a place in God. And
they're
he
the
calls
greatest
out,
of the kingdom, the servants.
Yes,
hallelujah.
The servants. Yeah, and so we want to make sure that you're fully aware that, you know, these gifts are given without repentance, you guys. God knows who to give these gifts to. And, you know, as we start, you know, moving through more this, because I know time is getting closer in, but as we start moving through, I want to share a couple of other things that I wanted to mention in regards to a seer, okay? So a seer walks in a stronger discernment, okay? Because seers can feel things at the same time they are seeing things. So one of the things for me, I know I have that gift of discernment because I can feel things. And I believe some of you guys out here are like me and my sister. We can feel things. I don't have to always hear it. It comes sometimes in our emotions, our feelings. We can feel the atmosphere, you know? And sometimes we just have to rely on the Most High to really because that's how he gets my attention. You know, I can go somewhere, everything can look like it's going to be going good, and boom, all of a sudden that spiritual awareness go off, you know, and he'd be like, okay.
Yep.
And then I'll be like, okay, I know now he's bringing me into a whole another realm, okay? And so one of the things that I had picked up when I was looking at some literature, and it was an article really online, and this guy had did an awesome job in regards to breaking down the seer and the prophet, because I was like, you know, Father, I want to make sure, you know, I have a clear, you know, understanding so I can share it with your people. And so when he was talking about it, he says that he was pointing out the seer is just not only a person that can see. He says there is another form of seers who feel spiritual realities by their emotions and physical body. They are known as feelers. They can sense what God is doing in people, regions, churches, businesses, neighborhoods, wherever they are assigned. They can pick up on what the enemy is doing. Okay? Many of the seers can pick up immediately on the bad things around them before others are able to recognize this is a seer's anointing, praise God. And if you do, you know, if you do feel like you can, you know, pick up on things, you're not just a seer.
Yeah.
You carry an anointing, you know,
right,
with that gift to see, you know. And so it allows you to be able to expose things, and you will see with that anointing, people are always drawn to you. Because, you know, we always know that anointing, it draws people, you know, to you. So it can destroy the yokes, the problems, the issues of people's lives. And I start noticing that, you know, even in places I had no business of being, you know, God showed me when I was, you know, doing my little thing here and there, God showed me people was always being drawn to me. And I didn't realize that. And some of you guys are like that too. You can be in any place and people just come. I mean, one of the anointings that I noticed, and I have sometimes my daughter, you know, we crack up about it. I can go to a place and it can be empty. Let's say just a gas station. As soon as I pull up, boom, they start getting all kinds of business. I've had business owners come to me. It's like, you need to stay here because as soon as you came, everybody flooded the place, okay? I've seen that there is an anointing on a seer and a prophet life. That's why you cannot afford to do them any harm, okay? Because if you mess with God's anointed ones and you touch his prophets, you're going to face a very, very horrific wrath, you know? So that's one of the things that, you know, God began to show me, you know, a seer and a prophet, we carry a certain type of discernment and anointing on our life. You know, in the beginning stages, it feels like it's something we have to start navigating, but as we grow more into it, it becomes the coat that we wear, like my sister said, you know? And so we don't even acknowledge it like, oh, do you see what my coat look like? No, we're just covered. Like I said earlier, any gift that God has appointed to you, you're going to have to stay under the protection of the Most High. Because like my sister said, the enemy knows who you are. You can keep playing with him all you want. He knows exactly who you are. He knows your gifts.
Right.
He's seen all of that. And he's disabling you as a person so you won't operate against him. As long as you are allowing him to do that, he's not going to bother you as much, but he's still going to attack you because every person on the earth has already been deceived. Okay, so at the end of the day, God wants to bring us out of our stupor, okay? He wants to bring us to a place where we can remember our first love, and we can remember that we are not here for just houses, cars, parties, relationships, but we're here on a journey, okay? And so the Most High is trying to perfect still in these times such as this. Is he still trying to rebuild and restore what he already called to existence over centuries ago, okay? But he's already placed those gifts in us, and they're given without repentance, praise God. So I'm going to encourage you, my friends, who are out there that feel like that you may have this gift and you're really not sure and you're saying, you know, this lady, you know, she's right. I remember having dreams as a child. Her sister was talking about how she was having visions and dreams and how the Most High had all that set in her so she can speak on it, because guess what? That's what a prophet and a seer is. They speak on things that others can't see. Other people are not anointed to see what we can see. And it's a beautiful gift once you understand that it was given to you out of love and protection, praise God. It was something that God had chose you to have over other people. And then why sometimes people tend to get jealous of the gift, because they wonder, like, well, why her and not me? But maybe they cannot handle what this gift entails, what it totally
is
going to take
mm-hmm.
for everything
it's
to happen the way it needs to happen, mm-hmm. because God knows who can handle what, you know? And
right.
so when we
mm-hmm.
look kind of back at how there have been people, you know, in our bloodline, you know, me and my sister, we have experienced it too, you know. People have become jealous of us, tried to come up against us, and these are people
mm-hmm.
in our close bloodline family members, you
mm-hmm.
know. We've had
yes.
to separate from them because they have become very wicked. The enemy
mm-hmm.
was able to use them to try to plant sorcery
right.
over our life, and the Most High had to reveal it to us because he just got tired of watching us go through it. But let me tell
mm-hmm.
you something. Child of God, you can keep going through it until you get it right with God. See, God don't
mm-hmm.
have to get it right with you. You must get it right,
right.
with him. And it was
right.
when my sister decided to say, you know what, no more, God. We can't do it
no
without
more.
You. You know, we
no
need
more.
Your help. So no matter how bad it gets,
mm-hmm.
the reward is that we know that he's on our side. You know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
child of God? He's
right.
on our side.
Mm-hmm.
He's always bringing us out. We might fall under different situations and circumstances, but God is on our side. And the Bible says, who can be against you? Greater is him than it is you, not he that's in the world. The man in the world, he ain't great. He just thinks he is, okay? But the man inside of you is great because you have God on your side, you know? And so I'm
yes.
so thankful
mm-hmm.
that God began to show us and pour in our spirits that, you know, prophetic seers, they receive messages in different ways, through dreams, visions. Sometimes you can be awoke, you know, having waking dreams, you know, waking vision. And you can
mm-hmm.
also be a person that experienced trances. I have not experienced a lot of that, but I have had some awake visions, clearly, because that's been a lot in my gift. Okay, and then it says, and some have out-of-body experiences, too, which also tend to lead of that person to share some type of experience or a message. And then some have mental images while praying and prophesying to others. You know, the Most High began to show me, you know, He has called us in the last days. It's in the Bible. In the last days, children, you know, daughters and sons, and they'll be rivaling, and then old men will dream dreams. You know, these are prophetic
right.
gifts for mm-hmm. this day and time, people. You
right.
know, God has mm-hmm. given us that ability to rise up. I mean, many of mm-hmm. us have been attacked. We have been, you know, forgotten, isolated here or there, you know. But when God says, I'm sending a clarion call to the earth, rise up my seers and my prophets. Now, I'm
yes.
going to get ready to go soon, but I want to remind you of this one story. And sis, you can come in if you want to. When it came down to Abraham, the rich man and the poor man, right, story, it talked about, and I'm not going to go to the depths of it, how they both passed away or died on pretty much the same day, I think it might have been. And then the rich man found himself in hell, and Lazarus was in the bosom. He found himself in the bosoms of Abraham, okay? So he was being comforted, okay? And so the rich man said that, you know, if you could just sin, he asked for, sweat off his brow. He asked for a couple of things. Abraham denied him of that, right? And so then he said, well, if you could just send him back to my brothers, you know, so you can warn them, don't come here, you know. And he said, no. What did he say? He said, no, because they have Moses and the prophets. Abraham knew how important it was for people to believe and understand that prophets have certain authorities in the earth where they can stop evil. They can even pray against judgments of God for you. You know, how many times, sis, have we had to pray people, wicked people that did us wrong, right? And God had to save them. But God sometimes came to us and said, hey, you know what? I need you to pray for them. And we were sitting up there like Jonah, for what? Look what they did, Dad. Do you forget? And he was like, no, I ain't forgot anything because I'm a just God. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust, okay? So at the end of the day, sometime as a seer or a prophet, you might have to pray for your enemies. But God himself will show you how to deal with them for sure. He will definitely show you how to deal with them. Sometimes because we're praying for people doesn't mean we got to hang with people, okay? You know, you can pray for them, but you can let God show you where your position needs to be at with them too, you know. And so the Lord had put on my spirit, and I know this may not only resonate to only women, but I want to encourage some of the women out there because God really used it. Prophecies in the Bible, excuse me. And I believe that, you know, a lot of women have the gift of seers, you know, have the gift of prophecies. But we have to learn how to understand how to use these gifts because when we use these gifts in vain, they're going to backfire on you, okay? So if you're using your gifts in the right way, it's going to bless you, you know? And so, God was showing me.
It's going to bless others, too, yeah.
And it's going to bless others, too. Thank you. It's going to bless others because God is a twofold God. He's not going to just give it to you. He's going to give it to them,
right.
too, because it's He's working through you, okay, to bless
right.
each other, you know? And so he began to show me, you know, that there was women in the Bible that were prophetess. And they did great things, but they also brought forth reasons why God used them. According to Prophetess Miriam, you know, she was the one she had the prophetic gift of prophecy, you know, and she also was one who helped lead the children out of Egypt. So there's women who have a prophetic gift, and God can use them to speak truth or to help and to eliminate issues that are to really pretty much divide people from paths they might have been on or to free them from something or a place or a person that they need to be rid of, you know. And then he also spoke about Deborah, you know, the judge. Like my sister was saying earlier, you know, she felt that she does. I've seen her. I watched her, okay, recently. You know, she thought she was going for one reason, one place, but when she left, oh, heck, you know, I mean, the whole town collapsed. I know her for a long time. She's my sibling, okay? So I know she's powerful. But to watch the Most High, her words are very prophetic. I mean, I get out her way, okay? And, you know, I don't play with her. So at the end of the day, you know, that's how we have to look at people who are in an anointed level and place. You just can't be speaking anything over God's people, because if God is pleased with his servant, he's going to deal with you. You know, he's going to deal with you. And I think a lot of people have fell short because they've said a lot of things. They just need to go back and repent, you know. Because sometimes we can be wrong about things.
Yeah,
we can be wrong about things, you know.
Yeah.
We don't always be right about our assumptions and our opinions and our the way we perceive people. And sometimes we're being misled because we've listened to wrong people, people who were wicked, that was just sent there by the enemy to plant a negative seed on that person, that child of the Most High. And we have to be careful with listening to the wrong voice, okay, our voices, okay. And this prophetess, I had not heard of her really. I think it's called Helda, was a prophetess who lived in the days of Josaphat, the righteous king, right? And she prophesied to the wicked people of Judea and told them that God's wrath was going to come upon them, and she also blessed it, Jehoshaphat. So at the end of the day, women have been very greatly used, okay? And also, too, I look back, and they didn't really show, I think, her the name of Isaiah, the wife of Isaiah. Maybe one of you guys who were here, if you know, you can put it in the comment section. But he even called his wife a prophetess because she was able to name her children according to what God told her to name them, you know? So that means she had a clear clarion call, because every child that she brought in the earth, she named it what God told her to name it, and he acknowledged it. So that was a beautiful thing. And then Anna was a prophetess, and she was like 84 years old, old widow. She prayed a lot in the day when Yeshua was born, the baby Yeshua, and also she always prayed over, because she stayed in her prayer time and prayed and fast day and night according to the research. And also, too, and she always prayed and reminded people about redemption in Israel. So, excuse me, Jerusalem, sorry. And so you can find some of these prophetesses in the Bible, too. I mean, are all of them, really. But you may even can go and do more research, too, like we was talking about earlier. You know, some things, if you can't get enough of it here, you have to start ordering some books to get some better understanding on how the life of a prophet, the actual the lifestyle that they tend to live, and just the whole overall of their life, you know, if you want to know how to learn how to manage your gift, you know. So do you want to come in and say something before we get ready to get off the air soon? Fifth?
Yes, ma'am, because I got to go get my darling.
Okay. So
for
go on and let me know what you're going
to
say.
I got to get my darling from work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you going to finish up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
I was giving you the floor.
Okay, I'm just so excited that we're back, you know. Okay, praises to the Most High. Father, we are just excited. We're jubilant. We're joyful. We make a joyful noise unto Yahweh Adonai Tosavot, the commander of all heaven's armies, for carving out this time for us today. We just love you, brothers and sisters.
So.
We don't have to know you personally, but we know you personally in the realm of the spirit, because that's where everything happens. And we know today that you have gotten your orders. You've gotten a clarion call.
Now, you can't say you didn't know because that's why you was listening. That's why you couldn't put down the thing, because you have been listening because you know something is not right. You knew in your heart that something mm-hmm. was there for you today. The scriptures tell us that when we come before the prophets, when we come before the anointed, we do mm-hmm. not leave empty-handed. And listen, I have not left either, because I have not left empty-handed. I have left with so much joy. I have not felt this much joy in so long now. But we had to suffer the things we had to go through. We had to be in the trenches there so we could come back with the gold and the silver and pass them on. Hallelujah.
Hello, is that it?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yes. We had a caller trying to come in, so I want to say excuse me for that. Were you finishing up on your prayer?
Yeah, I finished up. I thought it was over.
Okay. So, well, praise God. You know, I just want to thank you, those who have tuned in to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry today in regards to our first series, our first episode in regards to the seers and the prophets. We will be coming back to you with the second part of the seers and prophets series, and we wanted to share with you guys more information. We just wanted to start this first show based on us trying to determine what's the difference between a seer and a prophet. Okay, and so the next time we come back, we're going to be discussing a little bit more in depth in regards to a seer and prophet, and we are looking forward for you to tune into the show. Also, too, if you have any questions and I was not able to connect you this time, you can always go over and send us an email, or you can always put a message in the chat room if you want to be a part. I notice I'm seeing some hands waving in our room, so I want to make sure that I acknowledge you, but for some reason, we were not able to connect you on this time, but I'm going to give you our email if you would like to be a guest or you would like to come on and share a testimony with us and our listeners and friends here on Send Forth. And our email address is sendforthyourword@gmail.com. And we also want to thank those who have tuned in today. Thank you for coming out and sharing time with us. We are excited to have you here. Like I said, my sister and I, we're just excited to be back on the air with our Send Forth Your Word listeners and friends here at Send Forth. And so we're going to end our show now. So we look forward to seeing you next time here on Send Forth Your Word. May God richly bless you. Thank you.